As reports of tar balls washing up on Florida's coast spread today, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission held an emergency meeting this morning at the Tradewinds Resort on St. Pete Beach to discuss the agency's ongoing response to the Deepwater Horizon oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Chairman Rodney Beretta told WMNF that he called the meeting to dispel false rumors and growing fears that Florida is in imminent danger from oil coming ashore or immediately affecting fishing and tourism.
The main message I want to get to the public is that Florida is open. We're open for business. Our fisheries are open. Our beaches are open. Our hotels are open. Come to Florida. We've been blessed. We're not dealing with oil washing up on the beaches and dead animals and dead fish in the bay and in the Gulf. So that's the main message.
Are you satisfied with the federal response to the crisis?
Absolutely. We've working hand in hand with them. I'm very satisfied with BP's response. I mean, they're not hiding. They're opened their checkbook up and said we're going to deal with this and we're going to pay for it. And they've given us an unlimited amount of resources to deal with it. So,
a woman brought up the possibility that there could be an underestimation of the oil spewing from the Gulf. What's your take on that?
You know, I raised that issue in a private meeting early this morning in a briefing with the Coast Guard, and I will just defer to the Coast Guard. They're experts. They've hired experts to look at it and calculate it, and they feel pretty good that the number that's being used is the right number. So I can only defer to them. I mean, you know, that we're in some uncharted waters here with respect to how we're dealing with it, because simply we've never dealt with this before. It's a deep water well. It's, you know, a mile down. They're using these disbursements. But, you know, what's the alternative? Do nothing? That's not the answer. So we got to try.
What's your biggest fear at this point?
Biggest fear is that we get a bad storm in the Gulf or a hurricane, and then it shifts all the wind and the oil our way to our shores.
However, Jim Coulter, senior scientist at the Moat Marine Laboratory, raised additional concerns that plumes of oil in deep water could feasibly eventually affect Florida's coastline.
Didn't see any mention of what we've seen in the news on the subsurface plumes. That is of some concern to us as ecologists and whether or not, because the surface currents don't travel the same as the deeper ocean currents. But we do occasionally in Florida get upwellings of deeper water onto the Florida shelf. Potential for dispersed material or this other plume encroaching on sensitive habitats on the Florida shelf is real and should be looked at in terms of trying to track what happens to those deep water plumes. There's a number of very sensitive environments in deeper water, including Florida Middle Grounds, a fishing area called the Elbow further down, and of course down Tortugas region, the deep water core reef known as Pulley Ridge. All of those could be impacted by deep water plumes, which we don't see on the surface.
Coulter also raised concerns about the possible hazards of BP's continued use of chemical dispersants and attempts to stop the oil from reaching the surface.
From the information I've seen, it looks like this is perhaps the largest use of dispersants ever for an oil spill. So, I mean, it's kind of a very large experiment in the Gulf of Mexico. It needs to be followed closely. And as far as the comments on economic effects.
You know, it's interesting you raised that, Doctor, because, you know, there's been reports recently in the press with respect to disbursements and what kind of effect it is having on the fish and wildlife. And I haven't read or seen any response to that. Have you?
The dispersants are approved for use. The approval of the dispersant subsurface is a new thing that they're approving conditionally and keeping an eye on. I can tell you that last I heard, over 500,000 gallons of dispersants had been used. So if we had a spill of 500,000 gallons of anything, we'd be concerned, even without the oil. So it's something we're keeping a very close eye on.
Yep, and finally, I've been asked by one of our toxicologists to question whether or not anyone had looked at coastal air quality. This is a large amount of volatiles that have been subjected into the atmosphere together with the burning, whether the air quality is still good along coastal areas.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission told Mr. Coulter they'd have to get back to him on that. From St. Pete Beach, this is Kelly Benjamin reporting for WMNF.